It is the cyclone season. We need to have our plans in place in case something happens. Now, a lot of us may make plans for ourselves, but what about our furry or fishy or scaly friends? What do we need to do when it comes to our pets and cyclone season? Well, to give us a bit of information, we've got Dr. Dave from the Northern Beaches Vet Clinic with us. Dave, how important is it to have a plan for our pets as well as ourselves for cyclone season?
Well, if you love your pet and you hold them in high regard and you want to look after their safety, you would do the same sort of things for them as you would do for yourself. So, you know, just logically, you know, you'd have shelter, of course. I mean, it'd have to be Einstein that worked that one out. But you have to have, you know, you'd have to have your own little water supply and have a nice stock of dry dog food. But the important thing is shelter. That's, if you've got horses, of course, that makes it very difficult. But you've really got to try and get them stabled or have a shelter for them to get under, because they get terrible, terrible injuries with what we call rain scald. Mm. And it burns their skin, and they get bacterial infections in their skin, and they get very, very sick.
Now, have you got any tips for pets that get quite freaked out by storms? Like, what do you do? I mean, obviously not everyone's going to be sedating their pets or have medication for them. In saying that, a lot of medications are, you know, they take a few hours to kick in anyway. So what's your tips for people that have pets that get quite stressed out when it comes to thunderstorms and cyclones?
Look, if you do have a pet that's like that, you should go and see your nearest neighbourhood friendly vet and try and acquire some medication.
Yeah.
Because things like drugs like Valium and that help disassociate the dog from noise and, you know, the noise-phobic dogs. It works really well with the thunderstorm and the crack of night dogs, you know, and or the nail gun next door. You know, putting up a building or whatever.
Mm.
So, yeah, if the cyclone season comes and is coming and you have a noise-phobic dog, I would go and see your vet and acquire some medication, because it's money well spent, and, you know, the dog appreciates it.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, look, that's stuff we can do for our pets. Again, we still have our power banks for your phones up for grab. Make sure you register for a chance to score those at hit.com.au. It is all thanks to BOQ City Mackay, covering you, your home and your travel this storm season. But Dr. Dave from the Northern Beaches Vet Clinic, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's always nice talking to you, and keep up the good work.